Hey, test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a bit of a... It does it sometimes. I don't know why. But it, some of these mics pick up a little.
Okay, well, you were distinguishing for me yesterday between...
Hold on a second, yeah. Go to spinning, Mom. Made us blink. A month or two ago, and he told me that whenever he was a kid in grammar school, that word was difficulties.
You mean difficulties?
Mm-hmm.
Difficulties?
Yeah, difficulties. And instead of English, they studied elocution.
Ah.
You know? So, you know, a lot of times, yeah. we use words like it around here, you know, we said, hey, you're having some kind of difficulty, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, my grandmother says that, you know, this severe pain down here, you call that an attack of... If you have your appendix out, you might have an attack of...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know. Sure, if somebody had their appendix out, they might have had an attack of...
Appendicitis.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother said it was used to be quite normal, quite common to pronounce that appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of that?
No. Where was she from, though?
Alabama.
Yeah. Everything's different in Alabama. It's a nice night for a nice night, you know?
Right. Okay.
Anyway, what were we doing?
You were distinguishing between overpass, underpass, and viaduct.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I was saying, around here, you know, if you tell a guy, if he says, where's the Chevrolet dealership? You say, well, you go down to the stoplight. Well, they say red light. Go down to the red light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's also green and yellow, but everybody calls it a red light. You go to the red light, intersection 8 and 15, and go under one more red light, and then you'll go under the underpass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is right here. It's an underpass. Viaduct is not used that much.
Mm-hmm.
In news stories, it might be, but...
Yeah.
Kind of like a communique, you know, people wouldn't know what you were talking about, you know. If you said a news conference, it'd be different, you know.
Right, sure.
It's a press release.
Okay. Well, talking about driving and cars in general, could you tell me about some different types of parking that you do with a car?
Well, basically just parallel parking, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't even know what you would call the other regular parking, pull in and park next to the curb, you know.
Mm-hmm. So is that parking a, with the curb, like
with the curb, right.
Cars mm-hmm. would be parallel.
Right.
Say in a shopping center where the stripes are kind of set at an angle.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard any name for that kind of parking where you have to swing it in?
No.
Not straight on. But
yeah, I know what you're talking about. Where they, if
yeah.
you're driving this way, they're pointing this way. Mm-hmm. No.
Angle parking or
something? No, I've never had a name. Just parking place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about perpendicular with the curb? You just come right on in? Any particular name you've heard?
No, I've never had the occasion to park that way, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, say a place maybe in a larger town where you could park your car for a fee. You usually have to go up several levels
oh, yeah.
to leave it there.
Oh, yeah. Just a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's a building,
right?
Mm-hmm. Multi-level.
Yeah.
Ever heard parking deck or ramp or garage?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Other than when I read it on the sign, you know, deck
yeah.
3, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a very large office building in a city, maybe like Jackson or Nashville, someplace like that, one extremely tall, anything in general?
Well, there's not enough of that type thing in this neck of the woods to use the word skyscraper,
right.
So it's just generally, you know, an office building, the Sillars building, the Jefferson building, you know, the Wilson building, this
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah. Would you ever call a very large apartment building a skyscraper?
No, I don't think so. When I think of skyscrapers, I think of New York, you know.
Right.
Hollywood really didn't have, I mean, Los Angeles didn't have that many
mm-hmm.
skyscrapers. Now, Dallas, you know,
mm-hmm.
but still, that that's
not common.
Not common, not a common word.
Yeah. Do you have any kind of general name for a very large apartment building?
Well, condominium, everybody, I think, pretty much knows what that is. Condominium, in a sense. But to give you an idea, I know these two old gentlemen, and one of them had never been out of the county. Well, he's really not that old. I mean, Morris, well, they live in Tallahatchie County, Mississippi. And he's about 60 now, but for a long time, he'd never been out.